I'm your host, Stanford Smith. Today I have Clint Riggin, just an amazing guest who has defied all odds. This interview was cut a little short this time, but there will be a part two. So stay tuned for part two of this. And without any further ado, let's just get right into it.
Anytime you go to a truck stop, they always got like, I don't know, man, like there's a Five Guys, there's a Subway, there's like, there's different ways that you can eat healthy in these places. But at the same time, you're not going to choose those healthy things. Like you probably haven't eaten in 8 hours, right? The last thing that's going through your mind is, man, I can't wait to get this double chicken salad.
Exactly.
You know, that's the last thing. You're like, man, I'm about to get a foot long chicken teriyaki and we're about to load this thing up. And it doesn't matter. But what happens is you sit in your truck and you have all this, all these calories now. Your body's all about calories in versus calories out.
Yeah.
So you sitting in a truck, it's just like somebody working at a desk all day. Right? The same person is not going to eat with somebody else that's an athlete is going to eat because you're not burning the calories. Your leptin levels aren't the same. Your fat burning hormone, which is your leptin levels, are not the same as somebody who's actually putting in that work every day. But that doesn't stop you from reaching your goals. That's the thing. You can use supplementation. Like Herbalife's really good. You can make your protein shakes in the morning. You'll be able to get healthy meal supplements into your body, supplemented for the food that you're not going to eat, right? But you don't want to rely on those. And I think that's a big thing people have to understand as well. Supplementation is to supplement the food that you don't get in your body. And in America, I was having this conversation with a friend yesterday. He's going to Venice, Italy, and he said, the food there, you can eat the pastas and the pizzas and all these things because it's not filled with all of these additives. It's homemade, like made by literally grandmas in the back where they have a different type of wheat in these places that don't have all of these things that make them rise and doing and making it so it's, you know, good for 8 months on a shelf. None of that happens in these other countries. But as Americans, we seek instant gratification, right? Instant gratification for no long-term result, no long-term growth. So what a lot of people do is they'll shoot for the quick fix, which is like Ozempic or a shot or something that they can, you know, the new fat loss pill, whatever it might be. And that's why the supplement industry is a $6 billion industry. It's that expensive because they know the marketing techniques to be able to bring people in. So I'm here to answer any questions that you got. I got about 10 to 15 minutes before I step into this mastermind. So I'm all yours, brother.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that what you were talking about earlier, what you were saying, that just trying to find anything with, you know, something that's good to eat. As soon as you come into the truck stops, that's the first thing you see is just candy and, you know, potato chips and whatever. But then anything that's actually good for you is in a little section and it's super expensive.
Yes.
A lot of guys, you know, I got a little video out where I was trying to kind of show guys how to, you know, cook your own meals in your truck and just have like a camper, you know, like a little camper set up with a butane. And so,
There's this guy that I was following on TikTok. If you don't know this in my story, I went through 14 months of depression, wanted to kill myself. And I would watch these TikTok videos. Oh, here it is. Perfect. Thank you so much. I would watch these TikTok videos. Thank you. Have a blessed day. This guy would cook in his truck. Now, don't ask me while I was watching these TikTok videos what the reason was. It's like, listen, when you go through depression, you just do some weird things. And so I was watching these videos, and this guy would literally be cooking in his truck with a butane, right? But, bro, this guy was cooking chicken parmesan. This guy was cooking steaks. This guy was cooking everything you possibly could think of. And I was like, wow, man, it just shows you, no matter what your situation is, that you can overcome anything. That I like to say, it's in the temporal world that we live in, right? So what happens is our mindset and our belief system says that we're not going to be able to do something because of the past that we experienced. So a big thing that I teach on in the Limitless Experience is being able to understand how our thoughts become reality. And if we see a situation that we can't do something, you're not going to be able to do it. But if we see a situation that we can do something, then we're going to find a way to do it. Right. And this is what this gentleman did. He found a way to do it. So what I would say for any of the truck drivers, anybody listening to this, I would really start to see, how can I be able to capitalize on me eating healthy in a truck? And then this takes some research, right? Do some research, Google it. Hey, how can I eat healthier in a truck? What are these next steps? What do I have to buy? What kind of workouts can I do? Can I use a band? Can I use some dumbbells? Like, how do these things work in my life? Anything that I ever did was all by going to YouTube or doing research. And I found from that is that you don't have to go to masterminds. You don't have to go to conferences. You don't have to go to all these places. You can take the time and honestly watch some YouTube videos. Take some time, understand how these things work. And when you're able to do that, you then sit with yourself and you reflect. Right? A big thing I did, I bring God into my life in a really big way. I mean, I surrendered July 6, 2022 after my depression. I'm sorry, July 6, 2023. And when I did that, he started to show me my purpose. He started to renew my mind. He started to show me all these different things in my life. And he started to show me that, like, Clint, if you have these gifts, talents, and abilities to be able to show people in the world how they can be able to discover themselves, right? And that starts with the spirit. That starts with bringing God into your life. That starts with the soul, your emotions, your patterns, your beliefs. And then it starts with the body, worshiping your body, right? I can promise you this. The truck drivers that are 350 pounds do not wake up every single day and then tell themselves, man, I look good. I am just going to go get all the women today. No. They go in their truck. They sit in their truck. And they're literally like, you know what? I'm going to drive this truck because this is my job. I'm going to eat this food because this is all I have access to. And then I'm going to go back to what I'm doing. And it's a sad thing. And people go through this every single day when it comes to the life that they live, right? So I tell people, like, living life by design or living life by default, right? It is truly your choice. You can be a truck driver that embodies, has a purpose and passion. You love what you do. Or you can be someone that gets in that truck and says, you know what? This is just a job. I'm just making money. So anywhere that I go, I'm going to give you an example. I went into an Uber just now, and then you were on that Uber. Hi.
Yo.
And hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? No, you're good. And when I went in this Uber, I always say this. I say, God, please speak to me. Let me use you to speak through to other people. Because I know you're going to position people in my life that I'm going to be able to hopefully speak some life into. I got in an Uber the other day, man, and this guy was, I was speaking to him. And the conversation just led into me telling my story. And it usually does in some sort of way, how, you know, it just kind of brings into what we were speaking about. And he says, man, I should start listening to you. I battled addiction. I battled cocaine addiction. I went through a lot of different things in my life. I wanted to commit suicide multiple times. I attempted suicide multiple times. But I told him, I said, the battle that you have right now with this addiction, with alcoholism, it's a battle between you and yourself. Right? There's nobody else that's going to come and save you. And what happened was after that conversation, he went, and bro, this is going to bring tears in my eyes. He told me, he said, man, I was going to go to the bar after this, but I'm going to go home and I'm going to speak to my wife and say a change has to happen. The power that's in your words. And I just want you to understand this, Stan. I know you're probably just starting this podcast. This might be like your second episode or third. I don't know how many episodes you're doing. But I have on the Living Limitless podcast 268 episodes. I just started the Limitless Faith podcast, 9 episodes in. The one thing I can tell you is it's not going to happen overnight. The people who are listening to this podcast, it's not going to happen overnight. Your change in your body is not going to happen. But the changes that you make every single day, the choices that you make every single day, the actions that align with those choices are going to make the change that you're looking for, right? So if we can think about it in that perspective, and also, Stan, the fact that you woke up today is a blessing, 151,200 people do not wake up every single day, right? 105 people die every single minute. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. This is already done. I've already done the research on it. Because a big thing that I do is I say, when I wake up in the morning, I look at the sunrise every single morning. Stan, I'm not like a lot of people. I wake up at 3 a.m. I have 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. I'm with God. I do a morning devotional with 100,000 people every single morning. God has put me on this world to spread the word of God. I start seminary school in 5 weeks. I'm stepping into what they call the unknown. I'm coming in from entrepreneurship to Godpreneurship. I'm letting God lead my life. Trust in Him in everything that you do. Do not lean into your own understanding. And understand that He has a plan. Understand that He has a plan for every single one of you. That you're going to do amazing things in this world. And as you do this podcast, as you continue to grow this, this is what I want to tell you. God wants you to bring people with you as you start to make changes in your life. The best way to do that, I'll give you a couple tips. Start a Facebook group. Name it the Big Diesel Transformation Challenge. Okay? Your transformation is going to be the first one that goes on there. You're setting authority. Then you're going to start to put daily tips. Hey, guys, got this for my truck. Hey, guys, got this for, you know, this is going to help me move forward. Hey, just had this podcast with Clint Riggin. Here, let him speak into you. You know, these simple things that you can do, don't look at the likes, the comments, or the views. Don't look at anything that you're going to show that shows that you're not growing, because you are growing. Because you impact at least one person a day by putting out any content that you do. My mentor told me this. He said, Clint, if there's a plane that's flying, there's five people in that plane, and that plane goes down, it kills five people. Is that a lot of people? I said, yeah. He said, well, that's five people that like your post, comment on your post, or engage with you. Those five people, those lives are going to change. Wake up every single day knowing you're going to impact one person today. Just one person. You impact one person, that other person is going to impact another person. And you're going to continue that. So Stan, keep doing what you're doing, brother. I appreciate your time. I'm sorry I got to hop into this mastermind. You're an amazing soul. Let me know when this launches. I'll put it all over my social media. And we'll be able to show the world how we can stay fit in the big rig. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I wish we had more time. Maybe again one day.
This is what we'll do. Send me the link again. We'll schedule a time where we get like a full hour, because I want to give you an hour of my time. Okay.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, man.
You take care. Thanks.
Well, that's gonna do it for our show for this week. So make sure you tune in next week